Warning: The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of unprotected thought, borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
But owing to a certain emergency, I am here live today. Welcome to the Savage Nation. Just wanted to see if you're listening. And of course, as you well know, today is the loneliest day of the year for so many people out there who have no families. In fact, no friends. In fact, nobody to turn to but me. To all of you out there who have made the Savage Nation their home, welcome home. I guarantee you'll feel better at the end of the day of listening to me than you did right now. So I want to begin with the pardoning of the turkey. I just saw that on the television. Our esteemed leader pardoned a white turkey. I thought it was very symbolic of him to pardon a white turkey. I thought it was almost an ironic joke of the sorority to pardon a white turkey. Now, between you and I'm of a certain age. I have never seen a pure white turkey in my life. Robert, have you ever seen a white turkey without so much as a black feather in it? Or any feather of any color other than white? I don't know. Is this a clone turkey? Was this created at the NIH just for Obama's sardonic purposes? A white turkey is pardoned by the president the day after he awards the Medal of Freedom to entertainers. I couldn't believe my eyes. Do you know what the Medal of Freedom was originally created for? Well, it was about celebrating freedom. That's what I thought, so I looked it up. Why would you give a Medal of Freedom to Steven Spielberg of the Katzenberg, Ratzenberg, and Spielberg cartel? Unless he's a propagandist for you along the lines of Leni Riefenstahl was for old Adolf. I said to myself, because the Medal of Freedom was originally established by President Truman to honor civilians whose actions aided in the war efforts of the United States and its allies. It was supposed to be awarded by the Secretary of State, the Secretary of War, or the Secretary of the Navy. But it's true that Eisenhower and Kennedy also authorized awards. But this president has taken it to a new low. He has perverted the whole meaning of the Presidential Medal of Freedom. Don't you think it should have been given to a serviceman who gave his life, or almost gave his life, or gave his limbs for our freedoms? Of course it should have been. Instead, he gave it to Funny Girl. Funny Girl, so we can hear that she's Jewish from Brooklyn. You want my cynicism? Why would he award it to a hack like Barbara Streisand so many years after her peak? Well, for one, he gets to say the word Jewish. That appeases the Jews, who become very nervous with him for him having given the bomb to Iran and for having stabbed Israel in the back. Anyway, just the thoughts of Michael Savage. Today we're going to talk about suicide. No, I'm not going to talk about it. I'm talking about it for a reason, and I'm just being a little facetious along the way. Do you remember years ago, I had a caller named Joe who called my show when he was ready to pull the trigger? He was sitting in a truck, and he was ready to kill himself. I don't know if you remember this show. It's a very, very famous show. He said, "Michael, I have no reason to live," and he explained why. And I talked him off the cliff of suicide. And I'm going to play for you a 90-second version of that call, because he sent me a letter, an email yesterday, which I will read you. You're going to hear what he made with his life as a result of not killing himself. And here's a message I put up on my Facebook page. Here is a message from a listener named Joe who called my show a few years ago, ready to pull the trigger and kill himself. "What I learned from my religious teaching helped save this man's life. And here's what I, Michael Savage, learned from my religious teaching. It's a saying that went like this: he who saves a single life, it is as though he has saved the entire world." Isn't it odd that the practitioners of the religion of peace don't seem to remember that that's what religion is supposed to be about? Why is it that these throwbacks in ISIS, who claim to be so religiously pure, use their religion to take lives instead of saving lives? Doesn't it pervert the whole meaning of their religion? Doesn't it pervert the whole meaning of humanity? Of course it does. And so before I read you the note I got from the man whose life was saved by listening to my show, can we play the 90-second version, please, Robert? Go ahead.
Joe in Albuquerque wants to talk about suicide. Welcome to the Savage Nation, Joe.
Hi, Michael. I think you should just keep talking about it, and I want to tell you why. I've been contemplating suicide myself for the past couple of months, especially this past week. And not that I really cared about Robin Williams or any of that, but when he committed suicide, I said, well, if a guy like that could, why not me?
So what's preventing you from hurting yourself? I hope something.
Well, your show yesterday, I'm not going to say prevented me, but it did make me think about my kids and my wife.
Oh, boy. You mean before I talked about it, you really didn't even think about what it would be like for them?
I'm telling you right now, I didn't care. My problems are so overwhelming that it didn't matter. Your show made me think, and I think that more people need to think. But it is a dark world when you walk around every day wanting to take your life, you know, and you just got to pick yourself up every day and keep going no matter what, right?
Look, listen to me. Here's the thing to remember. I'm not a religious person in any way. But the thing for you to remember is this. Just think of your children, because I heard you say in the midst of the darkness, that's what you thought of. Now imagine what their lives would be going forward if their father was found dead with a gunshot to his head.
My son would be devastated. When you said that yesterday, I envisioned that. And then I thought about it. I'm like, my God, it's an ugly scene. And it is a...
Very much. That's right. And that's what people don't think about. They don't think about what's left behind.
That's what I wanted to get across to all of you listening to this show. Many of you happen to be depressed or are living with depressed people, and sometimes they mutter to you or to themselves they're going to end their lives, and you don't take them seriously. If they start to sound like they're really getting seriously thinking about that, you need to walk them through what they will leave behind. Because they don't know what's left behind. And you know what triggered this, and I don't want to dredge this up again. This was soon after Robin Williams had taken his life. He lives near me. And I thought it was a selfish act, and I'll say it again because I'm not going to go back on what I said. I didn't know the man personally. I met him a few times in the street. I thought he was a very nice man. I liked him a lot. He's a sweet man. But he didn't think about the devastation he left behind. And that's what I said. If a man wanted to commit suicide, why does he do it in his own house three feet away from the wife in another room? What was that about? I said it's a selfish act. Now, I was criticized for that at the time. And maybe you don't like what I'm saying now, but I can't help that. This is one man's opinion. I want you to understand what I'm trying to say to you. He who saves a single life, it is as though he has saved the entire world. This show saved a single life. We saved the entire world. Let me read you the email from Joe. Came in yesterday. Hello, I'm not sure if this is the way I can submit an email to the Michael Savage Show, but it's the only email I have, he wrote. This is the Joe that Dr. Savage helped from suicide last year. I just wanted to say thanks. So much has happened in the last year and 3 months since the show. In August of last year, I am unbelievably grateful. In that time, our business increased threefold. I was hired to write, produce, and direct a novella in the Albuquerque area. I picked up two more scripting jobs that are paying handsomely, and I was recently contracted to work on a film in L.A. None of this would have happened if I pulled the trigger, Michael. All those things are great. However, the most beautiful part of my life is my wife and kids. We're all together building a life together. Watching my son learning the family business, really taking the initiative, my father's dream, would not have happened if I did the act of suicide. Savage should know he did a good thing, a thing that will last a lifetime, a thing this family will always remember until the day we leave the earth. He helped a family in need, and we are so grateful. With the world falling apart and all the negativity, I just wanted Michael to know what he did for us, produced positive energy in this world. All I can say is thank you. Happy holidays to the doctor and his family. And all the folks, the Savage Nation, that's to me from Joe from New Mexico. And I put that up on my Facebook page. I'm not going to ask you to call me if you're not feeling good. I just wanted you to hear it because these are very dark times. Obama is I can't go down the road right now of what I think about him. You know what I think about him. It's what I know about him. I don't just think it. I know it. And I don't even want to focus on this devil. I want to focus on some other things today on the show. I'll be back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com. So here we are, the day before Thanksgiving. Most normal people are not listening to the radio. They're with family, doing American things. But for the rest of you who have no family or friends, for the rest of you who have no life, who are listening to me, welcome back to the show. You know, as I sit here today, and it's a very weird day for me. I mean, the day before Thanksgiving is always the happiest day of the year for me. I've told you many times, if you listen to the show, I always hearken back to when I was 18, Queens College, New York City. I had an old XK150 Jaguar, which I was so happy to have at the time. It was 5 years old, but to me, it was my pride and joy. And I remember driving by the school and seeing my friends there, showing off the car. Just little stupid things like that. You know what I'm saying? It was always a happy day. I'm sitting here. I'm eating a lunch, a takeout job. It's in a container, GMO-free and bio-based container. Inside, I had a slice of salmon, cooked salmon. I'm looking at the broccoli. I'm looking at the carrot. I'm looking at the fork. And you know what I'm thinking? In a certain number of decades, I will not be able to eat a lunch like this. They'll tell me that salmon lives matter. Carrots lives matter. They'll tell me that the fork is somehow abusing the environment because it's made of a natural resource. The broccoli, of course, won't be grown because it's polluting the atmosphere, that it puts out too many carbon molecules or something like that, which affects Al Sharpton's ability to tie his shoes. Then, of course, the container, although it's GMO-free and bio-based, will be totally illegal in the sense that it goes into a landfill. What will they expect me to eat? I have no idea. This came to me on my Facebook from Jonathan Taylor. Savage, you are the Rodin of the radio, the Bach of broadcasting, the Mozart of the microphone. The Aristotle of the airwaves. Thank you for posting Joe's letter. It is an amazing glimmer of light bursting through a vast sea of darkness. Thanks, Jonathan. You know, I've taken to the Facebook thing. I actually enjoy reading in the wee hours of the morning when I don't want to sleep. I actually enjoy reading comments. I tend to only eliminate those that are they're not, I don't care if they attack me really. I eliminate threats, any threats of killing anyone. We don't do that. You know what I'm saying? What did you want to talk about on the show? You want some stories to get agitated with? I got them too. Would you like them? If you think I'm just going to drift through it because I didn't do my homework, you'd be mistaken. So let me start with a little piece of news that, hold on, you got to wait a minute. I got to reach all the way across the studio, and I come back, with the stories that I got from last night. And here's the number one story of the day, which proves that Obama is a devil and a liar, who never intended to fight ISIS. That ISIS is actually a factotum army of the United States of America. This came out last night. ISIS fuel tankers unharmed when U.S. planes run out of ammo. Have you ever heard in your life? Have you ever heard of a story like this in your whole life? The U.S. military intended to destroy every truck during a second wave of attacks on ISIS-controlled oil tankers in Syria this weekend. Army Colonel Stephen Warren said, but they ran out of ammunition first. Warren said in a news briefing, the desire was to destroy every single truck there, Warren said, where he played video of ISIS fuel tankers either being shot by machine gun fire or being bombed, reports CNSNews.com. All of the trucks were targeted, Warren said, showing a video with the good shots that you'd like. Now, as you know, before hitting the trucks, the Quisling in the White House made the American forces drop leaflets warning that an attack was coming. They let the truck drivers run away. And then they ran out of ammunition. Ladies and gentlemen, do you need any further evidence that Obama's phony war is really a phony war? Do you need any further evidence that the shoot down of the Russian plane by the Turks was coordinated with Barry's minions in the White House? What do you need to see that you haven't already seen? Let's take some calls on the Savage. I just wanted to give you a little news in case you thought I didn't prepare. All right, here's another one. Wait. That may not be enough for the average. The average Joe may want to only talk about suicide. Here's another one for you. Headline, Fox News. Canada scales back Syrian refugee plan as U.S. debates security measures. Now, as you know, Canada elected one of the least qualified people in the history of the world to be the prime minister. A moron below the moron level. His father was a playboy run around Trudeau. Now they pick a ballerina, a ballet dancer's son, to run Canada. So the first thing the moron said was he's going to bring in 25,000 Syrian refugees before January. So the country goes into, are you crazy? We have enough trouble with Muslims in Canada right now and in the world. What are you, nuts? Wait, you're not going to believe what he did. They said they're scaling back the kind of refugees they're bringing in, and they're going to give the highest priority to the, quote, most vulnerable. Are you ready? And will exclude some unaccompanied males. Okay. The priority of who they'll bring in will go to families, at-risk women, and members of the LGBT community. Now, my breath fell out of my mouth. My headline is Canada to prioritize gay Syrians as refugees. I have a couple of questions I could ask, but I value my career too much. And so I will not ask any questions about this decision by the so-called officials in Canada. Would you like to ask some questions on this? Don't ask me. Ask it around the Thanksgiving turkey. Of why any nation would say, yeah, we'll take refugees. Eh, but we need gay Syrians. Why? Why would you want gay Syrians above all? I mean, nothing makes sense. Liberalism is a mental disorder. There's nothing to make sense of. But what are they running from, by the way, if they're gay? They're running from who, Muslims? You're ready to raid a village and rape and kill and kidnap? This could stop you right in your tracks. Wow, that's really something, Barry. You really know how to pick them. Okay, that's the Presidential Medal of Freedom. Okay, it's unbelievable. Gets better every day. I got to tell you one thing. Obama makes for good radio. Because a crazier, more evil man I could never imagine in the White House lasting this long. Joseph Costanza emails me and says, happy turkey birthday, Michael. By the way, I have a family and I listen to you anyway. Come on. I was being a little facetious when I said only people who have nowhere to go are listening to me today. I meant mainly. Dear Savage, you're like family, so it is only fitting I listen on the eve of Thanksgiving. It was appalling the other day when the sports game trumpeted your broadcast. I hate those emails. But that happens, so I can't mention it. I keep the Savage Nation on my nightstand, and I never feel alone. You are the only person I can turn to for the truth. You help many of us not feel alone in this unstable world. Isn't it true? It's like, there was a story written many decades ago called Miss Lonely Hearts. You ought to read about it one of these days. That's all. Where radio hosts literally fill in the void for tens of millions of people, not just me and maybe one other person. Millions of people listen to us. We fill in the void. I myself am very frightened that I'm going to be off tomorrow, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. It's a nightmare for me. I have a best of tomorrow and Friday. It's a nightmare. It's a black zone for me. It's like the Twilight Zone. I'm just kidding. I'm with family. Friends flew up. I should say friend flew up, but that would be grammatically incorrect. Friend flew up to see me. No, we're going to have fun tonight. Tonight, I got to tell you, for me, as lonely as I live a life of me and the dog, tonight it's the 2005 Chevy van, which my family hates. They call it the Brady Bunch van. I love this thing. It's like, it's perfect. It's got captain's chairs and soft. It's perfect. And seven of us are going to pile in. We're going to drive to my favorite Chinese restaurant. And then, I mean, I got a big feast planned. It's just going to be a laugh-a-thon tonight. And then tomorrow is the big day. Tomorrow night we got a special restaurant scene planned in a European restaurant where we're going to get a special white turkey. We got a special white turkey bred just for us. In fact, the turkey that Obama just pardoned is the one that I ordered for that dinner table. We're going to see if we can fly it into the dinner on time. Okay, Mike on KQOB in Wherever-ville. Welcome to the Savage Nation. Mike, where are you calling from?
Well, I'm in Ohio, but I'm listening to KKOB.
All right, what's your point today?
I want to say yada, yada, yada. I mean, stick around.
All right, have a nice day. What's that, a Howard thing? That kind of thing? It was a miserable person. He can't hold up a 7-Eleven, so he feels he's going to hold up my audience with stupidity. Hey, can I say something to you? Radio talk show host lives matter too, my friend. We don't like to waste any time. Okay, here's another one. A real miserable one. Another one. Line number three. Go ahead, Morgan. What's on your mind? KVOR.
Hi, Michael. My topic that I want to talk about is gang stalking, and it's going on in communities.
Gang stalking?
Gang stalking. There's another.
And what does that mean? Stalking someone, stalking them?
Yes, and it's coming from, and you're going to love this because it started with Bush times, but it has gotten worse with Obama. And the gang stalking.
Ma'am, you're not making any sense. You're saying that there are, who's stalking gangs?
Community policing of targeted people.
So in other words, we should let gangs rape, murder, kill, and steal?
No, these are not like gangs. It's just, I love you. I want you to Google the word gang stalking.
Wait, but ma'am, you're not making any sense. Was there something in the dressing, the turkey? What do you mean? You're saying that gangs should not be targeted by police?
Okay, it's a community gangs of what seems to be normal people that are policing targeted people. It's called.
Ma'am, please, this is a very serious situation now. Are you near a telephone?
I'm on a telephone.
Can you dial 911?
I did when this started happening to me, because I thought
gang stalking is a systemic form of control which seeks to destroy every aspect of a targeted individual's life. What does that mean?
Okay, well, this,
you know, I'm getting sick from it. I can't do this. I intended to have a good show. I just got a double migraine and indigestion. The whole thing, that guy, you know, did you talk to someone whose mind is messed up? Do you know what it does to your brain waves? One of the reasons people like me is my mind is clear. They know that. They may not agree with me, but they hear a clear mind in a muddled world. That caller, I mean, I wish her well. But, you know, have you ever noticed that there are relatives that if you talk to for too long, you get like an indigestion, something goes wrong? That's going to happen to you tomorrow, I guarantee you. So forget liberal, conservative. Someone you talk to tomorrow at dinner is going to get you sick. That's what it means, what she just did to me. I just digested a nice piece of salmon, a carrot, a cooked carrot. I had a piece of broccoli. I had a piece of pinworm sushi. I say pinworm sushi because my friend who's here wouldn't eat the fish sushi. He got a vegetable sushi. He said, you always say don't eat the fish sushi. I said, I need it today. I want the fishies. But they have worms. We had an argument over worms and fish. I felt good. I was sailing along. The show was going well. And all of a sudden, I hit a sand trap with that woman. It was like the ball went into the sand. And no matter how I tried to dig it out with a shooting iron, whatever they call it, the ball got dug deeper into the sand. That woman is like brainwave dead. I'm schwitzing. I'm sweating through the shirt. I went through two shirts just now from her. You know that during the break, I need to take a hot shower? I got to go take a shower. I'm sweating from the scalp down to the toe. My dog is biting his blanket now from her. Now what kind of calls do we have? Where's the one that says everyone died in World War II and we're all cowards? Oh, thank God he hung up. That was a terrible call. All right, I'll read you some headlines. Muslims rally in Rome against the cancer of the Islamic State. Yeah, right, okay. How come there haven't been any rallies here by CARE? I haven't seen any rallies by CARE. Are you against the Islamic State? Defiant Merkel vows to stand by refugee policy despite security fears. That lunatic is like a twin sister for Obama. The worst lady. W-U-R-S-T. I keep repeating a bad joke, but I like it. I like the word worst. I love repeating the word worst. There's something pleasurable about it. You know, when I say worst, you know why I like it? It's funny how words have different connotations to different people. I know what the word means. When I was a little boy, my father had a store on the Lower East Side of New York. I've told you. On the corner, there was a delicatessen. Named Katz's Delicatessen in New York. People saying, oh, yeah, I know that place. Must have killed 10% of the Jewish population in New York in its time. From the corned beef and the pastrami and the schmaltz and the fat that people ate. God only knows. But it was delicious. I would go down there, and I didn't understand some of the... They had a sign on the side of the wall. Remember, I was a young boy in the late 40s. And there was a sign on the wall that said, send a salami to your boy in the army. I didn't understand it. But in World War II and in the Korean War, people actually sent salamis to their boy in the army. Can you imagine? Today would probably be outlawed. If you sent a salami to your boy in the army, the FBI would probably come and invest you to investigate you for sending a toxic food substance to a military member. God knows the world we're living in is insane. And tomorrow's Thanksgiving. I'm a little giddy. I'm not going to focus on all of this bad news out there. It's too much for me. Them bringing in gay Syrians is a priority. That's amazing. And then the other one, they ran out of bullets to shoot up the ISIS fuel trucks. Do you actually believe this? Which is the girl inside the White House who figured out how many bullets each plane should get? What, they give each of them 6 bullets? What, they send out an order from the White House, 6 bullets per plane only? And then they could have had a run away from the fuel trucks. Suzanne, WJR, let's see what this call is about. What's on your mind, Suzanne? Go ahead.
Hey, hi, Michael. Happy Thanksgiving. I'm just talking about mental health issues because I'm a therapist, but I'm just a person. And when somebody comes up in a family where they don't understand family, then they don't understand Thanksgiving. They don't understand community. They don't understand kind of coming together, and it makes it very difficult.
But I don't quite, ma'am, you're actually giving me another headache. I don't understand what you're saying. What do you mean?
Just trying to draw somebody into, like, belonging.
How can a miserable, lonely person who's hated by everyone or rejected and has no, how can they be drawn in by a community? They have no community.
But you.
What community? They're not a member of the Friars Club. What community?
I'm sorry?
What community could a lonely person be a member of?
A family like yours.
But what if they don't have a family?
That's just it. That if they don't have a family, they don't understand. It's like trying to teach a 4-year-old. You know, you.
Oh, okay. So what you're saying is if you don't have a family, you can't understand community. Is that your point?
I do believe so.
Okay. Well, I'm not ridiculing it. I'm not being sarcastic. But what if you have a family that you don't get along with? Or they don't like you particularly. They don't hate you. They don't not hate you, but they don't want to be around you. Does that mean what? What does that indicate?
Then that's how people create these other alternative communities. And that's why,
That's how I created the Savage Nation. Because I found out in San Francisco there was no humanity. Or very little of it. People gave nothing back. You would talk to people and get nothing back from them. They would look at you with like empty faces. They would say things that had no meaning. It was called no continuum. There was no around going back and forth between people here. This is the sickest place on the planet. And because I lived here and loved the environment so much, I wasn't going to leave. Okay? I had established roots here in 1974. I had children going to school. And I was really groping for family. And it was in 1993 that I created an alternate family called the Savage Nation for radio. And I did so because I had no real community to go to. I created it on the radio. Do you understand that?
I absolutely do. And that's what I'm trying to kind of create here, one person at a time, is to take somebody in and say, you know what, you do belong. You are relevant.
But they do. Anyone listening to this show, even if they're listening to it, let us say, with a cynicism or a distance or who does this guy think he is, they're listening because they feel that they're part of something.
My point.
Okay, you win. Everything is your point. I once saw a movie about boys and girls, and it said, it was a repeat of a 1980s movie last night, like about a boy and a girl, and they just meet, and he loses his, and the girl who is his girlfriend tries to explain to him how boys and girls are supposed to get along. He doesn't know anything, the kid. She says, just remember this, a girl is always right and a boy is always wrong. A woman is always right. You know something, guys, if you really want to get along with a woman, just always admit you're an idiot and you're wrong. You'll have the best relationship on earth. Back in a minute.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I trust to protect my wealth and financial future. Call 1-800-289-2640.
a very pretty scene. It wasn't Courier and I. It was horrible. You know, schlepping with galoshes and everything was wet and people had colds. It was awful. I dreamed of the sun. That's why I fled to the tropics. Now I can't stand the heat. California, look at this story for Hollywood, for the holidays. Maybe Obama can give them the Presidential Medal of Freedom. Wait a minute. California girls demand to be Boy Scouts. Five girls from the Northern California town of Santa Rosa are asking to be full-fledged members of the area's Boy Scouts, and they are hoping that societal shifts regarding gender and sexuality will help pave their way in. I think that they're braver than any soldier on the front lines. I think that they're definitely in line for the next Presidential Medal of Freedom. They never heard of the Girl Scouts? They have to now violate the Boy Scouts. Sick. A fish rots from the head down. Oh, my God. Cosmopolitan magazine praises incest. What else would you expect from them? They're all inbreds. Take a look at Prince Charles. You know where that leads. No, you're a royal family. No wonder they look like that with the ears. Again, ears. I'm sorry. It goes back to the ear show. Look at the ears on him. There may be an association between overly large ears and stupidity. I'm not sure. Look. We got a president, number one. You got Prince Charles, number two. I love his accent, Prince Charles. He speaks a certain form of high-class English that people can't even understand anymore. It's so inbred. Could you ever find a good piece of him speaking? The issue. It's so painful to listen to him. I actually speak English the way it's supposed to be spoken. That's the funny part. Who speaks like an issue? The issue is global warming, the issue. Man never worked a day in his life. Never mind, it doesn't matter. No one knows what I'm talking about. Kasich ad hits Trump, compares him to Nazis. What a moron. A National Review commentator is blasting an attack ad from GOP presidential contender John Kasich that links front-running rival Donald Trump to Nazi Germany. We'll play that ad for you later. You know, Kasich looked good on the stage, but he's finished. He has no standing. What is he doing this for? All he's serving to do now is undermine Trump. See, serving the purposes of the RNC that wants anyone but Trump in order to make sure Hillary wins. End the story. That's the game. The fight's been thrown. Have a nice day. They don't want anyone to win other than Hillary. If it can't be an establishment stooge like Rubio the ice cream man, they want her to win because they'll do better under her than they will under Trump. Trump will tighten up the budget, and half these clowns will be out of work. They'll have to be giving out like little sausages in supermarkets, the people who work for the RNC. What job do you think a guy like that could get, a consultant to a Republican today? What job could a man like that ever get outside of politics? Standing in a supermarket with an apron giving you like a small Polish sausage for free with a little piece of cheese? That's about it. It's true. I feel bad for those guys. You know, some of them had corporate jobs. Now they give you up those little mini sausages. I had a cousin once who insulted her husband along those lines. I was at a wedding, and it was those mini Franks, and she once said her husband's built like that. I swear to God, in front of everybody. I'm not making this up. And they're still married 40 years later. Can you believe this? She said, yeah, my Manny is like that.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE. Savage. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of unprotected talk, borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
In the insane world of Barack Obama, this woman has saved the nation from terrorism. He's given her a Presidential Medal of Freedom. Welcome to The Savage Nation. Yes, the insane world of Barack Obama. Things that go on in between his ears is something that only a psychiatrist or a panel of them could ever understand. But he has now perverted the meaning of the Presidential Medal of Freedom and has given it to Barbara Streisand. As you well know, the Presidential Medal of Freedom was originally created to reward people for helping us with national security. But to Barack Obama, I suppose Barbara Streisand terrifies ISIS. As a matter of fact, I'm sure she does. As a matter of fact, that's why they invented the burqa, was because of Barbara Streisand. Anyway, here we are. WBAP John, let's take some callers on the Savage Nation. What's on your mind?
Michael, in lieu of Thanksgiving, I wanted to thank you for your heart, for your knowledge of Scripture, for your sense of humor, for being that bright light in a dark world today. And so I appreciate everything you do to prepare, the way you deliver all of your study. I thank your ancestors for bringing you into this world, and I just wanted to...
That's beautiful. That is a beautiful step. You know, no one's ever... John, that's a first for me in my entire life. No one has ever said, I thank your ancestors for bringing you into the world. That's astounding what you just said.
Powerful. Think about it. That, to me, it's not, you know, people look at horoscopes. It's not the day you're created, the day that the seed takes...
No, I agree with you. In fact, I've jokingly said, when I've looked at some of the degeneracy in our country and the way that people abuse themselves in public, and I don't have to list people's names, the things that, for example, some of the men in Hollywood do to themselves to gain attention, or the women. Take Charlie Sheen, for example. And I say to myself, this is the product of 3 million years of evolution, is to produce something like this. A piece of protoplasm would have more dignity than him.
Well, I'm the oldest of 13 children. I honor my parents, and too many kids don't know how to respect authority and honor their parents and grandparents and be thankful every day, give thanks to God for their daily bread, for running water, for things we take for granted.
Yeah, I have that. By the way, I have that humility. I think sometimes I think I'm foolish to do so, but virtually every drop of every piece of food I eat, I actually remember that I could also be starving to death, and someone is starving to death somewhere on Earth. And my ancestors also starved not too many generations ago. The same with clean water, the same with clean air. But most importantly, what I thank God for is the freedom that I have in this country. And I ask myself, how could a psychosis like this invade the highest offices, where they bring people in from lands where freedom is not even part of their vocabulary? Bring in people whose religion itself is against freedom. Why would you bring them in? They're not clamoring for freedom. They're clamoring to impose their barbaric views upon us. That's what most people see. The people are not stupid. The leadership is stupid. Okay, I didn't want to get too worked up, but I want to thank you for that compliment. I want to thank you by giving you my book, Government Zero, which I would encourage you to show proudly at your Thanksgiving table. This is the Savage Nation. It's hour number two. I'll be with you until a couple of more hours, an hour and a half. And I have to tell you, the Presidential Medals of Freedom, I don't want to get agitated and, you know, righteous indignation, but I've never seen anything as crazy as this. As I told you, I researched the Presidential Medal of Freedom. It's very clear. It was a decoration established by Harry Truman to honor civilians whose actions aided in the war efforts of the United States and its allies. Can anyone tell me why he would give it to Steven Spielberg or Barbara Streisand? How does this great award get so destroyed under this man? Why would he do a thing like this? Any person not a member of the armed forces of the United States is eligible. Okay, so it can't be a soldier. Fine. And what's it awarded for? A meritorious act or service which has aided the United States in the prosecution of a war against an enemy or enemies, and for which an award of another United States medal or decoration is considered inappropriate. Close quote. Why would he give it out to Barbara Streisand, James Taylor, Steven Spielberg, unless he wants to debase the meaning of the award itself? Unless this is a furtherance of his agenda to spit in the face of national security itself. Well, anyway, that's one man's opinion. And all I can say is, I'm not surprised. Why? How many years have I told you that one of the first things communists do when they conquer a nation is destroy all of the symbols of the nation they have conquered? 100 times I've told you that, if I told you once. What is the first thing they do? They destroy the symbols, the flag, the meaning of the medals, the history of the nation, as the Black Lives Matter thugs are now trying to do on college campuses, destroy all of the references to those who created the universities. The very universities that take these people in to their fine institutions, they want to now change in their own image. Think about this. Think about who is behind this thinking and what it really means. I don't know. I do know. Not that I don't know. What I was going to say is I don't know how much longer this can last until there's a shooting revolution in the country. And God knows, I've said a thousand times, we all lose if that happens. Take a look. If you think that a revolution, you know, sometimes I see on the internet stupid things written by people. That unless the tree of liberty is sometimes watered with the blood of despots, the tree can no longer grow. You ever see that crap? It's all over the internet. Now, when a nation is living in tyranny, the tree of liberty must be watered with the blood of patriots. I look, stupid. Just stupid. Syria has had the blood of, what, several hundred thousand, several million people pouring. Has anyone gained from it? No one gains from a civil war. Now, I recognize that we're in dangerous times, and I know we have no opposition party. There is no opposition party. It's a one-party nation. I get that. One party, Ein Volk, you know, shall I repeat that of old Adolf? Because it applies right now. I think it's one man, one country. Get me that exact statement. I don't want to misquote old Adolf. But we have sort of that right now. One nation, one man, one country, something like that. Ein Volk, I don't want to misquote him. But we're getting dangerously close to one man, one party, one nation. We're getting real close to that. You're telling me Jake Tapwater represents the media? That stooge? That stooge? You know what I like? I see, I almost just said something I would regret. What I'd like to wish he eats over turkey? What I'd like to wish he would eat in a turkey? A bone I'd like him to eat. These people, what they've done to us. That's all they deserve is a bone with nothing on it. A soup bone. Wolf Blitzer should have a knuckle bone. Jake, I'm going to go down the bone list now. Wolf Blitzer should eat a knuckle bone. Jake Tapwater should get a foot bone. What's the deal with that white turkey? I don't get it. I've never in my life seen an all-white turkey. I got to go back to it. He freed an all-white turkey. All-white turkey. It was so symbolic. It was shocking. It was a joke that he was playing on the nation. I know that they picked a turkey that was all white. I've seen turkeys that have a black feather on the tip. Even the gullet, the thing that hangs from the gullet, that ugly thing that always freaked me out as a boy, that thing that hangs under its neck. I never understood why God invented, why did God make an animal with an ugly thing hanging from under its jaw, its beak? What is that thing hanging for? What's it for? It's, there's something, I don't know about mating, I can't get into it. It's just something ugly about it. That thing, that red thing that hangs down under the turkey's neck. I think even that was white on the white turkey. They even found a turkey with a white thing hanging from its neck. What was that thing called? Does anyone know what that's called? Now I'm going to get a turkey phone. A what? Come on. A beard? That's not a beard. I have a beard. My beard is made of hair. What do you mean beard? A red thing is a beard? What is it for? Evolutionary-wise, is there an evolutionary biologist out there who could tell me what in the world God was thinking when he made that thing hang from a turkey's neck? That is disgusting. It's like a baboon. You look at them from the front, they can be seen as, okay, cute or whatever. They're menacing, but somehow cute. But from behind, thank God I wasn't born a baboon. Who would have to do that to make a, imagine to get married. You have to run around like that. Looks like you like had an act, and forget about it. Certain animals, there's something wrong with the evolutionary process. My dog, you look at the dog, it's a cute thing. It's got fur everywhere where it should be. It's got a tail where it should be, a nose, an ear. Nothing red hanging from its neck and nothing from behind where you want to, like, call an ambulance when you see it go. Oh, I know you don't want me to be this funny today. I'm just having a good time. The news is so horrendous. Can I be a little silly with you? Make believe I'm your uncle who had a little too much eggnog at the Thanksgiving party. Just think Uncle Mike had too much eggnog before the show. I never drink during the day. Don't think I did. I'm just feeling giddy. Tragedy of errors. Crew confusion led to deadly U.S. strike at Afghanistan hospital. Oh, that's the U.S. warplane strike at a hospital run by Doctors Without Borders. So now why are they running that today when it happened a month ago? I get to embarrass the U.S. military. You know, I don't like Fox News at all. You know, Fox News was attacking Putin around the clock for the last 48 hours. It's like suddenly they became ISIS. The outlet for ISIS became Fox News became an outlet for ISIS. Megyn Kelly looked like she worked for ISIS. No, she looked like Mata Hari for ISIS for the last 24, 48 hours. All right, John on KVOR, line number 6, you're on the Savage Nation on a pre-Thanksgiving show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Bernie, I've been trying to figure it out. What's the secret to a really good corned beef sandwich?
Okay, and you want me to answer that?
Bernie.
Oh, you want me to go into a Bernie and do it? You know, I can't even channel him right now. All I could do is send you your book, which I'm not going to do because I think it's insulting to ask me to do it. I'm not even sending you a book. That's all. I'm not even sending him a free book. He's not even getting government zero for that stupid question. I know what he wanted. He wanted me to shift instantly from where my head is out now and do a Bernie Sanders imitation. You know that I can't channel him anymore? Do you know why? He's finished. He's not even seen anymore. He's not on a radar screen. You never see him. They pushed him off the stage. He has the appeal of Chris Christie. He has about the same percentage of interest as Chris Christie right now. Why don't you ask Chris Christie how to build a bridge? The same question. Oh, yeah. Turkey steak and Syrian oil fields. I want to talk about the white turkey. I once talked about the white owl. WFTL, Steve, welcome to the Savage Nation from Fort Lauderdale. What's on your mind?
Hey, a pleasure to speak with you. I want you to put your mind around that God has to be logical in his relationship to us, and religion has to be logical. Follow with me a moment. If God is so powerful and all-knowing, he's everywhere, and time and isn't affected by time, and he has given us the freedom of choice, which is the most precious thing that we could have, to choose to be thankful for him, actually in this time of the year. But think about this. If God does not give us the most logical choice to choose from, the best choice.
The religious nut at the Thanksgiving dinner. I don't even know what you're talking about. I'm sure you mean well. What are you trying to argue, that God knows what he's doing? That's why he gave us Obama and ISIS?
No, I'm trying to be serious. That if God is all-knowing, he would have given us the best choice because our choice is the most important thing.
Let's start from the top. Do you think God is all-knowing or not all-knowing?
I would say he has to be, or he's not God.
Okay, so is God all good or not all good?
God would have to be all good.
Then why would he take a school bus full of Christian children and let the bus fall off a cliff and kill them?
Simple. If God has given us freedom of choice means that we are going to have conditions that are going to cause certain things that are going to harm us.
This is a very important question. I don't want to dwell on it too long, but I'll tell you this. Years ago, I came to question God's existence, number one, and number two, is he a good God or an evil God? When I would see the evil done on the earth to innocent men and children, ISIS gets away with, raping 8-year-old girls, and no one stops them. I said, what kind of God is running this world that lets this happen? I could look, living in the time, slavery right now, no one talks about it really. They talk about it from 150 years ago, as terrible as it was. But there's ongoing slavery in real time now. And I have to tell you, I don't believe God is capable of controlling every act on earth. I think we have free will, and I believe that God is everywhere, but God does not control every action. I'll be back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Hey, our Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I trust for wealth insurance, gold and silver. Call 800-BUYCO. About all sorts of weird things. Make believe you're at a Thanksgiving dinner and we're just having fun. We're talking about the corrupt politicians. We're talking about the insane politicians. We're talking about the perversion of the Presidential Medal of Freedom under Obama. What would you expect? They should give it to a straight-up person? Barbara Streisand gives it to you here. A Presidential Medal of Freedom to Barbara Streisand. That's unbelievable to me. Anyway, then we got into the turkey that he pardoned, the white turkey. To me, it was symbolic. Obama pardoning a white turkey. I mean, it was a joke. Not to him and the gang, though. And then we got into the thing hanging down the turkey's neck, which I find personally offensive. The wattle, W-A-T-T-L-E. I don't know what it's for. You know that brightly colored fold of skin hanging from the neck of the turkey or the chicken? Even a lizard has it. But I don't know, there's something distasteful about it to me. Lou, why do I find that thing hanging from the turkey's neck upsetting? What is that?
It's very upsetting. But it serves a purpose. It's there as a signal. As is that piece of skin that hangs over its nose.
Ugh, yeah.
Yeah, the things on its neck are called a caruncle, and the thing hanging over its nose is called a snoot.
Hold on, now this is a family show. A what?
Yes, it's called a snoot. I'm not making this up.
And a snood? A snood?
Snood. S-N-O-O-D. Snood.
It's like a Jewish insult, snood.
Yeah, well, it gets better. And what they do, it's a signal, and they get red. And the more...
Oh, wait, hold, now, come on, Joe. It's a family... I told you it's a family show. Slow down here with the getting red.
Red.
What, when they're around like a female turkey, the snood gets red?
Yes, when either they're around a turkey of the opposite sex and they're amorous.
Oh, thank God I was not born a turkey. I got to add that to my morning prayers. Which is thank you, God, for not making me a turkey. I mean, if I ever looked at myself in the mirror during that phase of my, I think I'd throw myself off a bridge. I'd ask them to not pardon me.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-728. Savage.
It is the Savage Nation. So, your president will bring in more Muslim nation immigrants than the entire population of Washington, D.C. It's on the top of the Drudge Report. He posted the headline. He didn't make up the news. It's an analysis. Coming soon, more immigrants from Muslim nations than population of D.C., 680,000. And I thought about this last night in bed because I could easily be misinterpreted because the left is so vicious in their assaults upon people who love America and want to be safe that I figure I should do this now. It's a good junction. It's a good high moment. Let me explain something to you. I am not at all skittish personally about other races or religions. I grew up in a melting pot. I grew up in New York. I'm an immigrant son. We're a minority family to begin with. So naturally, I grew up around minorities. When I would go around Chinatown and Chinese, all the signs were in Chinese. No one feared Chinese. No one thought ever that a Chinese was going to strap himself with a suicide vest and blow up a restaurant. No one feared Chinese. We figured they had their own world, their own ways, and everyone got along. I'd go to a German bar, for example, in the Upper East Side at the time. I think it was in Yorktown. All right, so it was post-World War II, and there was memories of Hitler, but no one really thought a German would put a suicide vest on and blow up a church or an airplane. No one gave it a thought. So they spoke in German, and they had a little tendency in a direction that was a little crazy, but no one feared going to Germantown. I can go down the list. Pick the ethnicity, pick the race, pick the religion. All right? Nobody feared those differences in the melting pot that I grew up in. Now fast forward to now. There's only one religion that the world fears, and that's Islam. Now it is true that most Muslims are not terrorists. We know that. But I have to ask a loaded question. And it's an obvious question. Why is it that every time they blow themselves up, they scream Allah Akbar, which is a religious statement? Why is it that they kill in the name of their religion, those who do? Let's say that they're a small minority of fanatics. Why do they always quote their holy book, the Quran, when they do the most heinous acts you could ever imagine? Raping, murdering, kidnapping, cutting people's heads off, burning them alive, putting them in a cage, setting them on fire, all in the name of a religion? So you say to yourself, so it's really not that they're different, as Obama would imply, is that we're xenophobic. We're not afraid of them because they're different. As I said to you, we're not afraid of Chinese, we're not afraid of Japanese, we're not afraid of Romanians, we're not afraid of Pomeranians, we're not afraid of Irish, English, German, Africans. But most people are afraid of Muslims, especially those coming in who make their wives wear full burqas. That's an indicator of something, isn't it? Wouldn't you say that if you were going to bring in Muslims, you would seek out the educated Muslim who has something to offer the society? Someone who wouldn't put his wife into a 15th century confining tent and treat her worse than you would treat a pet? Why would you want to degenerate a society in that direction? Why would you do that? Either you're not thinking or you actually want to set the society backwards. And so that's why I say to you, there's a reason people fear the insanity of this administration. that wants to move immigrants from Muslim nations into this country in numbers that are astonishing, astonishing in numbers. Same in Germany. That psychotic Merkel is going to, no matter what happens, bombs go off, Paris gets shot up, Mali gets shot up, she's still going to bring in a million Muslims. In a nation that says no more immigrants, you ask yourself, where does this insanity come from? How is it that the people are ruled by such stupid, evil leaders that would go against not only the will of the people, but common self itself? Why? How? Why do such leaders exist? Well, I can make, I'll give you a couple of answers, but all of them are so obvious it isn't worth even stating, frankly. But I think I've made my point. I made it very clearly. It's not that they're different. The liberal would claim that anyone who fears Muslims or make their wives march around, for example, in such outfits is a xenophobe. No, we're not xenophobic. We don't fear them because they're different. We fear them because we know the people who do that to their wives are most likely members of the most religious fanatics. They are the most religiously fanatical of all, and more likely to be associated, if not themselves, be terrorists. That's what most of us feel. We're not all stupid. We all have survival instincts. And we know when we're being had, and we know when we're being led astray. We also know when we're being put at risk. That's how we survived this long. You know, a man called me in the last hour, and he thanked me for doing the show I do, and he said, I thank your ancestors for having given birth, you know, birth over the centuries. That was the nicest thing anyone ever said to me. So I ask myself often, I guess my ancestors were pretty smart that they survived long enough to reproduce. Because I remember when I was a young biology student, the definition of what one generation was. One generation, I asked the teacher, what's a generation in years? He said, well, a generation means that you live long enough to reproduce yourself, generally 20 years in a human. That's considered a full generation. The rest is gravy. From a biological point of view, you follow what I'm saying to you? So if my ancestors were lucky enough and smart enough to have survived the millennia, wars, famine, starvation, disease, the Black Plague, pogroms, and they survived it. It's a miracle that I walked the earth, I say to myself. And then I wake up and I see a maniac in the presidency, surrounded by maniacs, doing things that not only don't make sense, but put the entire nation and the world at risk. And that's why I get up every day and do the Savage Nation. That's why I wrote Government Zero. I'm trying to warn you. I am trying to warn you. I'm trying to awaken you. I am almost imploring you to bring a copy of your book to the Thanksgiving table and ask some questions of your relatives and let them look at you like you're a crazy person for daring to say zero military. And say, what are you talking about? He had over 6,000 missions in the last year or so against ISIS. Oh, really? Then how come they're still walking the earth? 6,000 missions with jet planes and A-10 machine gun, nothing stopped them? They grew bigger? Well, I told you the story at the beginning of the show. He sent them out without enough ammunition to blow up ISIS trucks after leafleting the drivers and telling them to run away. Which side is he on? You figure it out. Is he really fighting a war against ISIS? You figure it out. Okay, so there's a lot to be talked about. And again, I'm trying to keep it a little lighter because it is the day before Thanksgiving and it's a day that most people want to take it a little easier. But the truth is, it's not xenophobia in the American people that says no to immigrants in general and no to immigrants in particular from Muslim nations. And when you have a maniac zealot in the White House who says he's going to bring in Muslims in such numbers that they're going to account for more than the current population of Washington, D.C., you have to ask yourself three questions. One, how can the maniac get away with it? Two, why isn't he immediately impeached? And three, where the heck is the Republican Party? Well, the answer is the Republican Party doesn't exist. There is no Republican Party. It is a faction created that is a fiction. There is no Republican Party. They do not want anything that the people want. They want nothing except what the lobbyists who put them in power want, period, end of story. That's why they're running a clandestine scene, search and destroy against Trump behind the scenes. They don't want him because he's not an establishmentarian. He's liable to do what he says. He's liable to crack down on illegal immigrants. He's liable to deport illegal immigrants. He's liable to tighten up the government. He's liable to make sure that the government doesn't print any more money. In other words, he's liable to do everything that the American people want done. And as you know, these greedy people in the political world can't have that, can they? You get on man who actually represents the people, not in America today. No. You can't have anyone do anything that the people want because the people are stupid. We are the white turkey that Obama pardoned today. That's what Obama thinks of you. Whatever your race is, by the way. He thinks no more of you than he does of that turkey that he released today. Do you know that? That's how arrogant this man is. One man's opinion, just saying. Now let's take some calls on the Savage Nation. Please let's not talk about turkeys. Michael, WBAP in Dallas. Go ahead, please. What's on your mind from Dallas, Texas?
Michael, it's a privilege. Good afternoon. How are you? Hey, listen, I was telling your screener, kind of a long story short, I'm going to see my mom as we speak. My mother, about 5 years ago, got me turned on to you. My mother's 90 years old. You won her heart over. It was some story you were talking about years ago about these two guys standing in line at Starbucks, gay guys. One guy says, I'll take a latte and a sponge cake. Don't you just hate this country? So you just won her over. And then from then on, it's like...
Wait a minute. Latte in this country? That part of it I don't follow, but... Your mother liked it because I said, what about gays?
Well, there was these two gay guys standing in line, and one guy, he was griping. He says, I'll take a latte and a sponge cake. Don't you hate this country? And just, it was just, I don't know, you were telling a story. My mother just loved it.
I actually don't think it was me telling the story, but I accept the fact that your mother thinks I said it and told that story, and it was good enough for her to laugh. It was probably not me, but nevertheless, I'm glad she told you to listen to me because of a story I never told.
Well, no, just little things, Diane Frankenstein.
So she liked my sense of humor. Okay, that's a different story.
I could get her to laugh all these years, right? And then my mom, when I go visit her, it's like we gather around the laptop and, listen to Uncle Milty. You tell these fun.
Yeah, I get that. Yeah, Uncle Michael. Now, are you bringing her Government Zero? Are you bringing her your book?
Listen, I've got the book. I have Government Zero. I do have it.
But bring it for her. I'm sending you, stay in the line, I'm sending you an extra copy. It won't arrive this week, but you'll have it in time next week to give it to her for Christmas. Under the Christmas tree. I want everyone listening to the show who's a Christian to get a Christmas tree. I want you to send out a Christmas card. I want you to put a creche on your front lawn. I want you to wear a cross. I want you to do everything that asserts your religion. It's the only thing that will save America. Do you know that? I'm dead serious about that. I would like to start a campaign along the lines of what I just said. Send cards with a cross on it. Send cards that say Merry Christmas, not Happy Holidays. When you go in store, say Merry Christmas. Don't say Happy Holidays. If you're a Christian, wear a cross. Wear it to work. Wear it to school. Wear it wherever you like. We live in a country where there is freedom of religion. And the only way we're going to save this nation from what is going on, this invasion, is by asserting who you are and what you believe in. The phone number is 855-400-7282. And I hope you understood what I was saying to you earlier. I think it was in this segment, wasn't it, Robert, about what, it is not xenophobia to fear these Muslims. It's not a xenophobia at all. It's called survival instincts. Back in a minute on the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Your Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com. It's the only company I trust for tangible assets, gold and silver. Call 800-BUY-COR. I love that music of the show. So Switzerland, we're talking about what I said earlier. It was a good piece I gave you that it's not xenophobic to fear fundamentalist Muslims. It's sanity to fear them. Now, if you think that I'm a bad guy, listen to this story. Switzerland bans burqa. Women face fines up to $10,000. The town of Ticino in Switzerland approved a referendum to ban burqas after the Swiss parliament decided a ban would not violate the country's federal law. Women will receive a fine of up to 6,500 euros if caught wearing a burqa. which covers their entire body from head to foot. Good for them. Listen to what they said. Those who want to integrate are welcome irrespective of their religion. But those who rebuff our values and aim to build a parallel society based on religious laws and want to place it over our society are not welcome. Bravo. Bravo. What sane modern society brings in people who do this to their women? Unless they're insane. You got to be insane to bring people in and do that to their wives. Any man who does that to his wife is certainly going to know other fundamentalists who sit there in hatred of everyone around them. They hate the society. They sit and foam with each other against how evil the society is that just took them in, how horrible they are. Look at the girls. They're all whores. They spit on you as you go by behind your back. Don't tell me how they think. I don't need a government pamphlet to tell me what they think. And eventually that hatred breeds terrorism. You got to be insane to bring them in here. But Obama wants to bring in 680,000 of them. Why not? What the heck? Didn't he promise he would transform America? Did you think he would transform it from a predominantly Christian nation into a Muslim nation? Why would he be wanting to do this? He's deranged, that's why. You know, I watched him pardoning the turkey. I saw his two lovely daughters, and I said, does this man not understand what he's doing to his own country and the country that his daughters are going to live in? Does he not understand it? Does he not even care about his own children? Anyway, that's my point, my feeling. We have time for one quick call before this hour comes to an end. Bob on WMAL Line 6, go ahead, please. Make your point as quickly as possible.
Yes.
Bob, go.
I was born to a Muslim family. I'm not religious at all, but I can tell you one thing. I am very scared of these people like ISIS. And by the way, if you really just say I'm Muslim, but Islam is not about this stuff, go back and read the history of Islam and how it spread. It was not by preaching. It was not by teaching. It was by...
No, I know how it spread. I've given the lesson over and over again. It was through terror, murder, burning, beheading. It was spread by violence and hatred. I know this. I understand it very well. So how do you feel about Obama bringing in so many Muslims as a man who descends from Muslims?
It doesn't make any sense at all. I've been here in the United States. I'm an American citizen for 33 years. I love this country. And I will fight for this country and the freedoms that we have. And you know what? All these Muslims that talk about freedom and they come to this country, go back to their country and see what kind of freedom you have. They can't even...
You know, hey, look, you're preaching to the choir master here. Okay, Bob, I'm sending you a wonderful Thanksgiving gift. It's called Government Zero. Bring it to your, I don't know, whatever you celebrate. I'm not giving you a litmus test here. It spells it all out. It's a wonderful book to arm you with all of the answers to all of the questions that people may have about the evil things that this government is doing and not doing in plain English. I have another huge hour on the Savage Nation. I hope you'll stay with me. If not, have a great Thanksgiving. For those of you who join me after the hour, I'll have some surprises right here on the Savage Nation.
Warning, the Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, the Savage Nation, home of unprotected thought, borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Yeah, well, I guess we're going to have to ban this very soon because, you know, snowman is made of snow. And what do I have to say? I mean, it's unfortunate, but the God in heaven was obviously not thinking. He didn't make it a rainbow snowman. He didn't make snow a rainbow color. He, unfortunately, for the sake of the liberal agenda, only made the snow in one color, which was white. And I think that we should outlaw snowmen. I truly think it's an affront to all other people. There's no question it's a symbol of the Ku Klux Klan. I mean, look, let's be clear. They don't say it, but you know, and I know, that it's about the Ku Klux Klan. It's not about Frosty the Snowman. It's a wink and a nod. That's a Ku Klux Klan symbol on someone's lawn, a snowman. And it's time to outlaw snowmen. In fact, I think Obama should hire the thugs from the streets and deputize them and make them go around and ring the bell of anyone who has a snowman and give them a fine, a snow fine. That's the only way to do this. All right, enough with that. Kasich ad hits Trump, compares him to Nazis. Yeah, right. Okay, a loser like that. Right. California girls demand to be Boy Scouts. Right. Pope warns world facing grave environmental crisis, mainly from his hot air. Flies around in the Alitalia, and he's already a big global warming, a warmist already. He's become part of the warmist mob. You know how much money is going to flow up to the Vatican on that one? I guarantee he gets a lot of that money. So what do you want to talk about on the Savage Nation? We've got a lot to talk about. I know you want to talk about things I haven't touched yet, the Chicago thing. I don't even want to go near it, because I'll tell you, I look at the cops and I pity them. I don't know how a cop can look at those street thugs screaming in their face and not want to smash them with a... You know, I saw a black cop in Chicago having a face down some street thug screaming at him. I just know that that cop's blood was boiling because that guy screaming in his face about police brutality was dying for something to happen so his friends with the cameras that were rolling could make it even bigger. You know, burn, baby, burn. They won't be happy till they burn the city down, till they pull a Baltimore. Then who are they going to blame? Who are they going to blame when this incitement was caused by whoever it was who released that tape? All of a sudden, the Chicago video. Why was it released right now? I know why it was released just now. I'll tell you point blank. Why was it released now? Because Obama's the biggest flop in the history of foreign policy. The biggest failure in the history of foreign policy. And so release the tape, now have some riots in the streets. He studied at the foot of Alinsky, did pretty good. That's all. What more do you need to know? WMAL, William, you're on the Savage Nation. What's on your mind today?
Yes, sir. I'm a new listener. I try to figure out where you're coming from, and I know that you tell the truth, but then you give your speculation and stuff and this, that, and the other thing. But what I come up with is that you're being yourself, and that's pretty rare. And I appreciate that. And Merry Christmas.
this is the unvarnished Michael Savage. I mean, I speak with my audience very much the way I speak to friends and family. Yeah, that's the absolute truth. I don't play with the words or my ideas. I'm actually far more conservative than you may think in listening to me. People say he's faking it. If they only really knew what I thought, they'd be alarmed by what I see going on in this country, the extremists, and what they're doing to this country.
You know what the best Italian restaurant around Maryland, D.C. area is?
No, I don't know anything about that. But, William, you win a copy of Government Zero since you're a new listener. That's all. Stay on the line. KSFO, Mark, you're up on the Savage Nation. What's on your mind?
Dr. Savage, I bought three copies of your book. I gave one to my father-in-law, who loves you, one to my liberal neighbor friend, let's call him Abe, who does not, and I sent one to my niece, who I'm going to see on Thanksgiving, and I told her there's going to be a test. My wife wants to know...
Oh, you're giving her a Savage quiz, a Thanksgiving quiz. Is it going to be a short answer quiz on questions from the book or long answers?
Well, whatever kind of answer she wants to give, but she came out of college a few years ago. She's a smart girl, but she came out, you know, liberal, idealistic, and I told her, give yourself a few years in the working world and your attitude is going to change, I guarantee it, and it already...
Well, here's a joke for you to use. It's an old one, which I've used before. Say to her, you know, what's her name? Just give us her name, like first name. What's your niece's first name?
Noelle.
I'll say, you know, Noelle, say it nicely over a glass of wine. I understand you're a liberal. It's the way to be when you're your age, because if you're not a liberal at 20, you have no heart. But Noelle, if you're still a liberal at 40, you have no mind. And see what reaction you get from her, and then give her the book.
She's already got the book. I already gave it to her. I gave her my...
Oh, well, then she may not even talk to you by the time the party comes around. Well, so tell me about your neighbor Abe, the liberal. Who's Abe? What does old Abe do? Is he retiree, old Abe?
He's retired. He's a super nice guy. He's my friend, but we get into some pretty heavy arguments.
Well, I understand. Most liberals are very nice people until you try to disagree with them. You'll see how nice they are. What did Abe do for a living?
Abe worked for BART here in the Bay Area.
End the story. He's a unionist, period. A left-wing fanatic. He's a stick in the mud. I mean, he's stuck in the mud. Abe is a nice guy, but don't tell Abe what the real world is about. He had a government job his whole life. He was a civil servant his whole life. He has no idea what it's like not to work for a government. So if you tell him that Michael Savage thinks it's government zero, of course he has to disagree with you. He's living on a government pension. He likes the government real good.
Oh, yeah.
All right, end the story. Thank you very much, by the way, for purchasing 3 copies. I got to say thank you to all of the people out there who bought the book. And I'm not begging for you to buy the book. It's doing very well. It's the message I want you to buy. It's the message I want you to spread. It's the message that needs to get out there between now and Christmas. We have a very thin margin of time to save this nation from what this man is trying to do to this country, especially with flooding us with Muslims, many of whom do not share our values whatsoever. You know, Obama lectured us on it's not our values. Is it our values to bring in people to put their wives in full-body burqas? That's an American value? Even Switzerland just banned the burqa. They said, we don't care what your religion is, as long as you follow the mores of our land. We're not having you bring us back to the 15th century. Well, look, this is a story that's just heartbreaking that we have a psycho like this in the White House. A man who goes against not only the will of the people, by every poll, but against the will of common sense. That's all. So we can do the headlines. Russia putting missiles near Turkey. Good for them. That's what they should do. That's what NATO wants them to do, is to escalate this. 855-400-7282 is the phone number. WABC, Dean, welcome to the Savage Nation from New York City. What's on your mind?
How do you do? Yeah, I was going to say that there is a faction of Christians right now that are fighting to keep Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer on the air this year. And the group is called Burl Lives Matters.
Is that a plug or something? I don't know. Is that a plug for Burl Lives?
Burl Lives Matters. Anyway.
I don't understand. Is this a joke or what? What is this call about?
Okay. That was my joke for the season, okay?
Yes. And is that the whole call or is there more?
No. Well, there's also the Black Panthers have also not.
All right. That's enough already. If I had a call screener who screened you properly, I wouldn't be putting up with this. But okay, this happens. Rove, Trump needs to quit calling foes clowns and morons. Carl, in your case, he needs to say it more often, as often as possible. Carl Rove is complaining that Trump needs to quit calling foes clowns and morons? The words were written thinking that Carl Rove would one day be born. I'm not a big fan of Carl Rove. I don't even know why he's even listened to. FBI warns of copycat terror. Obama says no credible plot against the homeland. You hear this? FBI says copycat terror, be on the lookout. And your president, your fearless leader, says no credible plot against the homeland. What does that mean? You mean so there's an incredible plot? The FBI is warning us there could be a copycat attack. But the man in the bubble says there is none. FBI warns of copycat terror. Obama says no credible plot against Homeland. What does that mean? The FBI this week sent a bulletin to police departments across the nation warning of possible copycat incidents and sharing intelligence on how the assailants in Paris carried out attacks on November 13th that killed 130 people. Right? But President Dunce said today that the U.S. knows of no specific and credible intelligence indicating a plot in the homeland. What does that mean? What does that mean, no specific and credible? Why in the world would he say a thing like this? He wouldn't tell us to be wary of certain people doing certain weird things? Manhattan's Upper West Side on Wednesday to watch the giant parade balloons being inflated on the eve of Thursday's parade. Tomorrow's the big parade. New York City Police Department ramping up its usual tight parade security. Oh, my goodness. A parade like that is a real ripe target for the psychos. You know, I started today's show by reading a letter from a man who called the show a couple of years ago, was going to commit suicide, and I talked him off the edge. I don't know if you remember. Did I send the money? I don't even know. I think I sent the money as well as talking. Yes, I did. And I got him back on his feet. I forgot to tell you that. And he sent us a letter, an email, telling us how his life is going and how he's become somewhat successful. And he thanked me for saving his life. And we talked about that today. And I told you that this thing of mine for wanting to help others comes from my religious teachings as a child, where I was taught, he who saves a single life, it is as though he has saved the entire world. I have to ask you, why would you bring people in from a religion that seems to focus not on saving a single life, but on hating so many lives that don't conform to their I can't even call it a belief system. It seems to me a suicide bomber or those who set people on fire while they're alive, they're not practicing a religion that teaches compassion. How can they even be practicing a religion? To me, the word religion means treating people better than you would instinctually treat them. Let's put it to you that way. Most of us are not that nice. But it's because of religious teachings that we learn to temper our instincts of, let's say, aggression or anger or this or that. And what controls that is a religious teaching, right? So now when you have a religion that teaches you to hate everyone who isn't like you, why would you bring them into this country? I keep asking the question over and over and over again. Only a man who is a crazy man who hates the country and hates the nation to such an extent that this one does would be doing this to us. That is my opinion. That is my message. Back in a minute.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
My Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I trust to protect my wealth with gold and silver. Call 800-BUYCO. You know, again, I'm trying to be a little lighter today because it's before the holiday, but I think that the president is deranged and or... Let us put it to you this way, working for the other team. How could this idiot say that ISIS was the JV team and then have them do what they did just before their terrorism in Paris? Just before their terrorism, he said they were contained. I mean, now today he tells us there's no credible plot, no credible threat. How does he know? Did his friends at ISIS call him up and say, don't worry, we won't do anything over the Thanksgiving weekend? How does he know there's no credible threat? The intelligence services have no capacity to know when one of the homegrown psychotic lunatic throwbacks is liable to strike. So how can they say a thing like that? I mean, the headline really should read, there is no credible leader of the United States of America. That would be the proper headline. Jamie on KSFO, go ahead. You're on the Savage Nation. What's on your mind?
Hi, thank you so much for taking my call. I'm a brand new listener, well, about 6 months. I listen to KSFO all day long now, and I just wanted to thank you so much because I was raised by liberals. I'm 48 years old, and I just registered to vote for the first time because of Obama.
Well, all I can say is welcome to the club. It's unfortunately quite late in the game for all of us because the damage has been done by the liberal regime that is moving as quickly as it possibly can to take this nation down as fast as it can. So, Jamie, I'll send you a Christmas present as long as it's still legal to send you something for Christmas, and it's legal for me to write Government Zero. It's on the way to you. Now let's go to Mr. Houri on line 3, again from KSFO in San Francisco. H-O-U-R-I, Mr. Houri, welcome to the program.
Yes. Hi, Dr. Savage. I just wanted to let you know, those people were refugees, you're bringing them here, not you, of course, government, whatever. They are going to be the worst of religious. They're going to be more religious. I seen some of them here from Iraqi. They come here a while back, and they throw it like a potluck every 3 months, and they bring a lady, reads the Quran, and they celebrate, and they appreciate that even though they're collecting the welfare money, they said, well, that's not the welfare money. That's Allah guide us to come here. The Allah, the one doing all the things for us, no one else.
So Allah's giving them the welfare check? Allah sent them the check from my pocket?
Allah guide us to come here. And
we have a stupid nation that doesn't deserve to exist, that they would elect a man like this and put him in twice. Even Switzerland just approved a referendum today to ban the burqa. They decided that the ban would not violate the country's federal law. Have you seen how they wrap themselves in this, which covers their body from head to foot? How can you not see that men who do this to their women are, one, the most fundamentalist of them? And if they are so, tell me what you think they are saying to each other behind closed doors about you, the woman in the tight pants, or about you, the man who may be gay. Tell me what you think these wonderful Muslims that your friend Barry is bringing in think about you and say about you and would like to do to you. Don't be naive, my friends. They're not part of the rainbow, these people. Switzerland, no, you can't walk around in that covering, or you're going to get a $10,000 fine or something close to it, because it doesn't reflect the values of a free and open society. And we don't want you to do this to us, marching around, look like the Elephant Man in that outfit. What, are you crazy? A fine of up to 6,500 euros if caught wearing a burqa. Well, I rest my case. Your president will bring in more Muslims over the next five years than the present population of Washington, D.C. Have a nice break. What did you want to talk about on the show? You want some stories to get agitated with? I got them, too. Would you like them? If you think I'm just going to drift through it because I didn't do my homework, you'd be mistaken. And here's the number one story of the day, which proves that Obama is a devil and a liar who never intended to fight ISIS. That ISIS is actually a factotum army of the United States of America. This came out last night. ISIS fuel tankers unharmed when U.S. planes run out of ammo. Have you ever heard in your life, have you ever heard of a story like this in your whole life? The U.S. military intended to destroy every truck during a second wave of attacks on ISIS-controlled oil tankers in Syria this weekend, Army Colonel Stephen Warren said, but they ran out of ammunition first. Warren said at a news briefing, the desire was to destroy every single truck there, Warren said, where he played video of ISIS fuel tankers either being shot by machine gun fire or being bombed, reports CNSNews.com. All of the trucks were targeted, Warren said, showing a video with the good shots that you'd like. Now, as you know, before hitting the trucks, the Quisling in the White House made the American forces drop leaflets warning that an attack was coming. They let the truck drivers run away. And then they ran out of ammunition. Ladies and gentlemen, do you need any further evidence that Obama's phony war is really a phony war? Do you need any further evidence that the shootdown of the Russian plane by the Turks was coordinated with Barry's minions in the White House? What do you need to see that you haven't already seen? All right, here's another one. Wait, that may not be enough for the average. Headline, Fox News. Canada scales back Syrian refugee plan as U.S. debates security measures. Now, as you know, Canada elected one of the least qualified people in the history of the world to be the prime minister. A moron below the moron level. His father was a playboy run around Trudeau. Now they pick a ballerina, a ballet dancer's son, to run Canada. So the first thing the moron said was, he's going to bring in 25,000 before January. So the country goes into, are you crazy? We have enough trouble with Muslims in Canada right now. And, bro, what are you, nuts? Wait, you're not going to believe what he did. They said they're scaling back the kind of refugee they're bringing in. And they're going to give the highest priority to the, quote, most vulnerable. Are you ready? And will exclude some unaccompanied males. Okay. The priority of who they'll bring in will go to families, at-risk women, and members of the LGBT community. Now, my breath fell out of my mouth. My headline is Canada to prioritize gay Syrians as refugees. I have a couple of questions I could ask, but I value my career too much. And so I will not ask any questions about this decision by the so-called officials in Canada. Why would you want gay Syrians above all? I mean, nothing makes sense. Liberalism is a mental disorder. There's nothing to make sense in this. But what are they running from, by the way, if they're gay? They're running from who? Muslims?
There are many other topics. Our esteemed leader pardoned a white turkey. I thought it was very symbolic of him to pardon a white turkey. I thought it was almost an ironic joke of the sorority to pardon a white turkey. Now, between you and I'm of a certain age. I have never seen a pure white turkey in my life. Robert, have you ever seen a white turkey without so much as a black feather in it? Or any feather of any color other than white? I don't know. Is this a clone turkey? Was this created at the NIH just for Obama's sardonic purposes? A white turkey is pardoned by the president the day after he awards the Medal of Freedom to entertainers. I couldn't believe my eyes. Do you know what the Medal of Freedom was originally created for? Well, it was about celebrating freedom. That's what I thought, so I looked it up. Why would you give a Medal of Freedom to Steven Spielberg of the Katzenberg, Ratzenberg, and Spielberg cartel? Unless he's a propagandist for you along the lines of Leni Riefenstahl was for old Adolf, I said to myself, because the Medal of Freedom was originally established by President Truman to honor civilians whose actions aided in the war efforts of the United States and its allies. It was supposed to be awarded by the Secretary of State, the Secretary of War, or the Secretary of the Navy. But it's true that Eisenhower and Kennedy also authorized awards. But this president has taken it to a new low. He has perverted the whole meaning of the Presidential Medal of Freedom. Don't you think it should have been given to a serviceman who gave his life or almost gave his life or gave his limbs for our freedoms? Of course it should have been. Instead, he gave it to Funny Girl. Funny Girl, so we can hear that she's Jewish from Brooklyn. You want my cynicism? Why would he award it to a hack like Barbara Streisand so many years after her peak? Well, for one, he gets to say the word Jewish. That appeases the Jews who become very nervous with him for him having given the bomb to Iran and for having stabbed Israel in the back. Anyway, just the thoughts of Michael Savage. Do you remember years ago I had a caller named Joe who called my show when he was ready to pull the trigger? He was sitting in a truck and he was ready to kill himself. I don't know if you remember this show. It's a very, very famous show. He said, Michael, I have no reason to live, and he explained why. And I talked him off the cliff of suicide. He sent me a letter, an email yesterday, which I will read you. You're going to hear what he made with his life as a result of not killing himself. And here's a message I put up on my Facebook page. Here is a message from a listener named Joe who called my show a few years ago, ready to pull the trigger and kill himself. What I learned from my religious teaching helped save this man's life. And here's what I, Michael Savage, learned from my religious teaching. It's a saying that went like this. He who saves a single life, it is as though he has saved the entire world. Isn't it odd that the practitioners of the religion of peace don't seem to remember that that's what religion is supposed to be about? Why is it that these throwbacks in ISIS, who claim to be so religiously pure, use their religion to take lives instead of saving lives? Doesn't it pervert the whole meaning of their religion? Doesn't it pervert the whole meaning of humanity? Of course it does. Many of you happen to be depressed or are living with depressed people, and sometimes they mutter to you or to themselves they're going to end their lives, and you don't take them seriously. If they start to sound like they're really getting seriously thinking about that, you need to walk them through what they will leave behind, because they don't know what's left behind. And you know what triggered this, and I don't want to dredge this up again. This was soon after Robin Williams had taken his life. He lives near me. And I thought it was a selfish act, and I'll say it again because I'm not going to go back on what I said. I didn't know the man personally. I met him a few times in the street. I thought he was a very nice man. I liked him a lot. He's a sweet man. But he didn't think about the devastation he left behind. And that's what I said. If a man wanted to commit suicide, why does he do it in his own house three feet away from the wife in another room? What was that about? I said it's a selfish act. Now, I was criticized for that at the time. And maybe you don't like what I'm saying now, but I can't help that. This is one man's opinion. I want you to understand what I'm trying to say to you. He who saves a single life, it is as though he has saved the entire world.
This show saved a single life. We saved the entire world. Let me read you the email from Joe. Came in yesterday. Hello, I'm not sure if this is the way I can submit an email to the Michael Savage Show, but it's the only email I have, he wrote. This is the Joe that Dr. Savage helped from suicide last year. I just wanted to say thanks. So much has happened in the last year and 3 months since the show. In August of last year, I am unbelievably grateful. In that time, our business increased threefold. I was hired to write, produce, and direct a novella in the Albuquerque area. I picked up two more scripting jobs that are paying handsomely, and I was recently contracted to work on a film in L.A. None of this would have happened if I pulled the trigger, Michael. All those things are great. However, the most beautiful part of my life is my wife and kids. We're all together building a life together. Watching my son learning the family business, really taking the initiative, my father's dream, would not have happened if I did the act of suicide. Savage should know he did a good thing, a thing that will last a lifetime, a thing this family will always remember until the day we leave the earth. He helped a family in need, and we are so grateful. With the world falling apart and all the negativity, I just wanted Michael to know what he did for us, produced positive energy in this world. All I can say is thank you. Happy holidays to the doctor and his family and all the folks at the Savage Nation. That's to me from Joe from New Mexico. And I put that up on my Facebook page. This came to me on my Facebook from Jonathan Taylor. Savage, you are the Rodin of the radio, the Bach of broadcasting, the Mozart of the microphone, the Aristotle of the airwaves. Thank you for posting Joe's letter. It is an amazing glimmer of light bursting through a vast sea of darkness. Thanks, Jonathan. You know, I've taken to the Facebook thing. I actually enjoy reading in the wee hours of the morning when I don't want to sleep. I actually enjoy reading comments. I tend to only eliminate those that are they're not, I don't care if they attack me really. I eliminate threats, any threats of killing anyone. We don't do that. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I'll read you some headlines. Muslims rally in Rome against the cancer of the Islamic State. Yeah, right, okay. How come they have many rallies here by CARE? I haven't seen any rallies by CARE. Are you against the Islamic State? Defiant Merkel vows to stand by refugee policy despite security fears. That lunatic is like a twin sister for Obama. The worst lady, W-U-R-S-T. I keep repeating a bad joke, but I like it. I like the word worst. I love repeating the word worst. There's something pleasurable about it. You know, when I say worst, you know why I like it? It's funny how words have different connotations to different people. I know what the word means. When I was a little boy, my father had a store in the Lower East Side of New York. I've told you. On the corner, there was a delicatessen named Katz's Delicatessen in New York. People saying, oh, yeah, I know that place. Must have killed 10% of the Jewish population in New York in its time. From the corned beef and the pastrami and the schmal, the fat that people ate, God only knows. But it was delicious. I would go down there, and I didn't understand some of the... They had a sign on the side of the wall. Remember, I was a young boy in the late 40s. And there was a sign on the wall that said, send a salami to your boy in the army. I didn't understand it. But in World War II and in the Korean War, people actually sent salamis to their boy in the army. Can you imagine? Today would probably be outlawed. If you sent a salami to your boy in the army, the FBI would probably come in to investigate you for sending a toxic food substance to a military member. God knows the world we're living in is insane. And tomorrow's Thanksgiving. I'm a little giddy. I'm not going to focus on all of this bad news out there. It's too much for me. Them bringing in gay Syrians is a priority. That's amazing. And then the other one? They ran out of bullets to shoot up the ISIS fuel trucks? Do you actually believe this? Which is the girl inside the White House who figured out how many bullets each plane should get? What, they give each of them 6 bullets? What, they send out an order from the White House, 6 bullets per plane only? And then they could have had a run away from the fuel trucks. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282.
Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or Swiss America. I want to show you why Trump is the only qualified candidate. Okay, Cruz would be good, but he can't win. He's not electable. I like Cruz, but he's not electable. Trump is electable. Cruz is not. Now, Graham is a backstabber. Bush is a loser, part of the Republican establishment. I want you to listen to what Graham, who should just get the heck off the stage and go back to doing what he does best, which is being a lawyer, listen to what he happens to say about Russia and Turkey in clip number 10.
Turkey punched Russia in the nose. Good for Turkey. Russia is very provocative. They are killing the people we trained to take Assad down. Our president is pathetically weak in the face of aggression.
This lousy thing, this creature, who wants to smash the borders open even more than they already are, is declaring himself a Republican, taking the side of Turkey under Erdogan, a man who is repeating all of the mistakes of the past. Turkey is going backwards under Erdogan, not forwards. Now, not to be outdone by stupidity, we now play none other than the loser Bush on the downjet. Here again is what you get from traditional neocon Republicans who want war with Russia. Here is Bush on the jet situation.
I believe Turkey, but it'll be verified by all sorts of ways through technology. T is a NATO ally. They are an integral part if we're to be successful in the fight against ISIS and to change regimes, take out Assad, which should be our objective. It used to be our objective. If we're serious about that, Turkey needs to be an ally, and we need to show support. I think President Obama was correct to say that every country has a right to self-defense. So Russia's not our ally in this regard.
Just shut up and go back to the neocon cave that you crawled out of. Go back with your brother to the neocon cave. Maybe you can give us another war now, this time with Russia, you idiot, you. I love it. Every country has a right to self-defense. How about the United States of America? Obama was big on Turkey's borders. How about America's borders, which he has destroyed? Secondly, the plane was shot down over Syria, not over Turkey. It was a provocation. It was a provocation by NATO. They wanted Russia to overreact to justify going up against Russia. It's that simple. A disgrace. And you know that Obama's not fighting the war against ISIS. You know that. Going against a line of trucks, of fuel trucks, and sending out leaflets in advance, telling the drivers to get out of the trucks, and then running out of ammunition. Have you ever heard of a modern military running out of ammunition when the airplanes were not at all threatened at all? They had no ammunition. Listen to clip 13 from your zero military, under your zero president, under your government zero. Clip 13 now.
The goal was to destroy every truck there. They ran out of ammunition before they were able to do that. But the desire was to destroy every single truck there.
Listen to this dunce that they got, this Kallikak from the mountains of the Ozarks, as a spokesmouth, a Colonel Stephen Warren. They ran out of ammunition, but their goal was to destroy every single truck there. You idiot, you. You don't even know that you're a laughing stock. You're being put out there like a moron. You sound like the white turkey that Obama pardoned. And on that sad note, that our military runs out of ammunition after leafleting ISIS truck drivers to get out of the out of harm's way, all I can say is God save America, because the people themselves are powerless. Have a great Thanksgiving. This is the Savage Nation. Until we see you again.